Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. The first Council of Ministers took place this morning with 27 ministers who were just invested, and this first council was tainted by a controversy with the accusations against Damien Abad. Two women accused the Minister of Solidarity of rape. When asked about this, Olivia Grégoire, the new government spokesperson, evaded the issue. She simply indicated that the Prime Minister will follow whatever is decided by the court. And among the main priorities of the government is purchasing power. As prices continue to rise, the government wants to protect the purchasing power of the French. The Minister of Economy, Bruno Le Maire, receives CEOs this evening at Bercy to encourage them to participate in the effort of countering the effects of inflation. And on this subject, the price of gasoline is still on the rise. The liter of unleaded 98 reaches once again the symbolic threshold of 2 euros. This rise is once again a direct consequence of the war in Ukraine. The violent thunderstorms which hit the west of France last night have caused damage in Berry in the Poitou and Charente. In Châteauroux, for example, vehicles and houses were damaged by oversized hailstones. 4 people were injured. In soccer, "I will not go beyond my function as a player," promises Kylian Mbappé. The star striker spoke this afternoon, 2 days after the formalization of the extension of his contract at the PSG. Kylian Mbappé says he does not want to encroach on the sporting direction of the club. To explain his choice, he evokes a change of context, an evolution of the club's sporting project, and a sentimental attachment to France. And today is the second day at Roland-Garros, a busy day with no less than 9 French players on the courts, but a day disrupted by a few showers. The game was interrupted this afternoon. The main thing to remember is the feat of Diane Perry. One of the main events was the victory of the 19-year-old from Nice over the defending champion and world number 2, the Czech Barbora Krejčíková, in 3 sets. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.